praise and thank God we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
感谢神，我们今天可以在这里聚集，来这里听聆听他的话语。
This morning I'd like to continue to share with you and entreat me not to leave you.
今天我们要再次来跟各位分享一个主题。
We know as we journey to the heavenly kingdom.
不要催我回去。我们知道在到天国的这个旅程。
The journey is very difficult.
这是一段非常艰难的路途。
So that's why as we journey to heavenly kingdom, make sure we can make it all the way to the end.
所以如果我们行走在天国路，我们要确定我们可以走到最后。
Because to be a Christian nowadays in this world is very difficult.
因为身为基督徒在这世上日子不是这么容易的来度过。
Because each day this world go against the teaching of the Bible.
因为每天我们所经历的很多都是跟圣经的教训相违背。
But for you and I, we need continually to follow God's will.
但我们必须要不断的来追随主耶稣给我们的教诲。
Let's turn the book of Judges chapter 21.
请看士师记第二十一章。
The book of Judges chapter 21 verse 25。
请看士师记二十一章第二十五节。
Judges chapter 21 verse 25。
士师记二十一章二十五节。
In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
Actually, in the book of Judges, stressed three times there was no king in Israel.
那在士师记其实记载了三次，在以色列当中那时候没有王。
Because there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
所以因为没有王的关系，所有的人都任意而行。
So during this time, even the priests had concubines.
在那个时候，就算是祭司也有他们的小老婆。
And the chosen people of God have no love for one another.
那神的选民彼此之间也没有爱。
Because they killed one of the tribe to the point that that tribe almost disappeared.
那他们甚至在族跟族之间互相残杀。
Why? Because they say there's no king in Israel.
因为在那个时候，在以色列中没有王。
Just like nowadays.
就好像现在一样。
Many people live in the world without God.
现在很多人在他们的心目当中，在这世上是没有神。
So because of this, people do whatever they think that is right in their own eyes.
那也因此，人们依他们自己心中
所想而行。That's why every single year there's many abortion.
所以每年都有非常多的堕胎发生。
And that's why, you know, countries legalize same-sex marriage.
那也因此，很多国家将同性婚姻合法化。
Why? Because they do just what is right in their own eyes.
为什么呢？因为他们个人任意而行。
But for us.We are God's chosen people.
但我们呢？我们是神的选民。
Whatever we do that's against the Bible, we should not do it.
所有我们知道与圣经相违背的，我们不应该去做。
Of course, it's not easy.
当然，这不是容易的。
Let's find the book of Ruth.
所以我们看在路德记当中。
There's a man, his name Elimelech.
有一个人，那他的名字。
And his wife named Naomi.
他的太太是 Naomi.
So they also lived during the time of the judges.
所以在士师记的那个时候。
Even though they say there's no king in Israel.
虽然在那个时候说以色列当中没有王。
But Elimelech means my God is king.
那以利米勒的意思就是我的神就是我的王。
So this family.
所以这个家庭。
Yes, the whole Israel, maybe there's no king in Israel.
所以或许在以色列当中没有王。
Of course there was king in Israel during that time.
当然在以色列那时候是有王的。
But they cannot see it.
但他们看不到的。
Because God was their king.
因为神就是他们的王。
So because they cannot see God, so they want to have the physical king.
因为他们看不到神，所以他们要寻求肉眼看得到的王。
But this family.
但这个家庭。
Their husband's name is Elimelech.
那这个丈夫以利米勒。
This means my God is king.
那他的意思就是我的神就是我的王。
Because my God is king, then his wife's name is sweet.
那因着神是他的王。所以他太太的名字是甜美的意思。
Because her name was Naomi.
那这就是拿俄米。
So even though this family have, you know, my their God is their king and the wife name is sweet, but there was a famine in the land of Bethlehem.
那这个家庭呢，先生的名字是神是我的王，太太的名字是甜美。那他们所居住的地方却有饥荒。
So we know Bethlehem represents the house of the Lord or the house of bread.
那伯利恒的意思就是就是神的粮仓。
So how can Bethlehem experience a famine?
那为什么伯利恒会经历到饥荒呢？
How can a house of bread experience famine?
为什么神的粮仓会, 经历到饥荒?
Actually, during this time, the family left the land of Bethlehem. They went to the land of Moab.
那也因此这个家庭, 他们从伯利恒, 那搬迁到了摩押地。
And we know Moab are the people that caused God's people to sin greatly against him.
那我们知道摩押地的人, 那他们让以色列人, 犯罪远离神。
So because of this, God said to them, they can never enter his tabernacle.
也因此神说, 这些人, 摩押人不能够进入神的圣幕,
so nowadays, more represent the world we live in today.
所以现在摩押地, 表示, 是现今的, 引诱,
and if you and I are not careful,
如果我们不小心的话,
we allow many things in the world to corrupt our faith.
那我们可能会有很多世俗的事情会来败坏我们的信心。
So just like Elimelech and Naomi,
就好像以利米勒跟拿俄米,
they moved from the land of Bethlehem, they went to the land of Moab.
那他们从伯利恒, 搬到了摩押地。
And then in verse 3, Elimelech died.
但在第三节, 路德记第一章第三节说,
so this means my God is king died. In other words, God no longer reigned over their hearts.
所以表示神再也没有办法在他们的心中来统治。
Not only Naomi, her husband died, but also her two sons also died.
那不仅仅拿俄米他的先生死了，他的两个儿子也相继死亡。
So we can see their two sons, their name is Mahlon and Chilion.
那我们看到这两个儿子的名字，一个是马伦，一个是基连。
And Mahlon means invalid.
马伦的意思就是, 不存在的。
And Chilion means waste away.
那基连的意思就是说浪费掉了。
Why would you name your kids invalid and waste away?
为什么你想把你的小孩的名字取成, 不存在的跟, 浪费掉了?
Because during that time they moved to the land of Moab.
因为那个时候他们搬到了摩押地。
And in Moab you can find they cannot find anything that grant them peace and joy.
因为他们在摩押地没有办法
So because the two children grew up in the land of Moab, then their life is invalid and their life is just a waste.
那因为这两个小孩, 他们, 是在摩押地长大, 所以他们的生活, 也就是所谓的, 不存在, 也是, 所谓的为, 浪费掉了。
So just like for you and I.
就好像我们今天,
when we try to live a life according to the worldly values,
我们, 试着用, 世界上的标准来过我们的生活。
Sooner or later, Christ no longer reigns over our hearts.
那, 不久之后, 耶稣基督不再统治我们的心。
Then our children's life.
还有, 我们的儿童, 孩童的, 生活。
In the eyes of God, they're just like invalid.
所以在神的眼中, 他们的生活就好像是,
In the eyes of God, they're just like waste away.
那在神的眼中, 他们所做的就是, 所有都是浪费的。
Because life is not measured how, you know, how much we have, you know, in this world.
因为我们生命的意义并不是我们在这世上做了多少。
Because our life is measured how close we are to God.
而是我们, 应该要 以, 我们跟神有多靠近来做准则。
The further we are from the land of Bethlehem,
那, 我们离伯利恒, 越远,
the further we are from God.
那我们就与神的距离就越远。
And the further we are from God,
那我们与神距离越远,
then our lives, when we live, there's no meaning at all.
那我们的生活在这世上就一点都没有意义了。
So that's why for you and I,
所以对我们现今而言,
we really must think and reflect.
我们必须要常常的来思考,
what is the most important things in our lives?
在我们生活当中, 什么是最重要的?
Is it fame in this world?
是世上的名誉吗?
Is it the riches in this world?
是世上的财富吗?
Or we just want to have our Lord Jesus Christ?
还是我们只是要我们的主耶稣基督?
Because one day this world will be gone.
因为有一天这世上, 这世上的一切都会消失。
We know one day you and I must die.
你们知道, 我们都知道, 我们有一天会死亡。
But death is not the most important part.
但这不是最重要的。
But we have to ask ourselves this question.
我们必须要问自己,
when we die, where are we going to go?
我们要问, 我们死了之后, 我们去哪里?
Because there's only two places to go.
因为只有两个地方。
If we live a life in Christ,
如果我们在, 耶稣基督里面,
we go to the heavenly kingdom.
我们进天国。
If we lose our faith,
但如果我们失掉了信心,
then we go to everlasting hell.
那我们到了这个永火的地狱。
So that's why we really must hold on to our faith.
所以我们必须要能够紧紧地抓住我们的信心。
Now you can see the Titanic, right?
那我们知道这个铁达尼号。
The Titanic, it says that the ship is unsinkable.
那大家在那个时候说这是一个不会沉的船。
And during that time, many rich people, right, they buy tickets and they go on a Titanic.
那很多很有钱的人, 他们买了船票, 登上了铁达尼号,
because they did not know the Titanic and the sink, and most of them die, you know, in the ocean.
那到后来这个船沉了,
if they knew ahead of time that the Titanic and the sink,
如果他们之前就知道这个船会沉,
even if someone paid them $1,000, right, to go on a ship, would they go on it?
就算大家花了很大的一笔钱来给他们买票, 你觉得他们会想上船吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
Why? Because the end of their destination is death.
因为在, 死亡的最后的最终, 就是, 因为这个最终的终点是死亡。
But meanwhile, for you and I,
那现在对我, 你我而言,
we know the end of our journey is death.
那我们知道我们旅途的最终是死亡。
But before we reach there, we must do everything according to God's will.
所以在我们到达那个点之前, 我们要尽所能做所有的事都来遵照神的旨意。
We must continue to hold on to our faith.
我们必须要继续的来, 持守住我们的信心。
Because if we live for 40 years, hold on to our faith, and then the last week of before we die, we lose our faith, and then that's it. That's no, the end of our faith is everlasting hell.
那如果我们, 近期一生, 三四年, 四五十年, 都非常地持守住我们的信仰, 但在我们死亡前的最后一个礼拜, 把我们的信仰给放弃了, 那到最后还是归为无有, 我们也会进入, 永火的死亡。
It all has to do with our determination.
那这都跟我们的决心有关。
What do we put first inside our hearts?
我们要在心里放下什么?
If we put the world first inside our hearts,
如果我们在心里把世界放为第一,
then we'll work the most, you know, the hardest toward to gain the things in this world.
那我们的心, 就会以世上的, 事物为我们的首要。
If we put our Lord Jesus Christ first inside our hearts,
但如果我们把耶稣基督放在我们的心中,
then we'll, you know, put our hardest and try our best to gain our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也会, 以我们, 尽我们所能来, 追寻耶稣基督。
So Naomi,
那Naomi,
her name was sweet.
她的名字是甜美。
When she lived in Bethlehem, her name was sweet.
那她住在伯利恒的时候, 她的名字是甜美。
But when she lived in the land of Moab for many years,
但她在摩押地住了一段时间以后,
then when she came back to Bethlehem, the women want to call her Naomi.
那她回到了伯利恒, 那那些当地的妇女想要再叫她拿俄米。
But she said, no, please don't call me Naomi.
那她说不要再叫我拿俄米了。
Call me Mara.
叫我马拉。
Because Mara means bitterness.
因为她的意思是苦的。
Why her life is so bitter?
因为, 为什么她的生活会这么的苦呢?
Because her husband died in the land of Moab.
因为她的先生在摩押地死亡。
Her two sons died in the land of Moab.
那她的两个儿子也在摩押地死亡。
Now she's left alone with no one.
那现在她身旁没有别的，没有任何的东西。
And that was the time.
那这是那个时间。
And Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
我们看, 路德记第一章第六节,
Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
路德记第一章第六节,
then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab.
她与两个儿媳妇起身, 要从摩押地归回。
Why did she arose from the land of Moab?
为什么她要从摩押地起身?
Because in verse 6, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord visited his people by giving them bread.
因为在第六节的后面说, 因为她在摩押地听见神眷顾自己的百姓, 赐粮食与他们。
If she lived in Bethlehem,
她, 住在伯利恒的话,
the house of the Lord,
那, 这是神的, 所祝福的地方,
how can we say that God never visited his people?
为什么他会说神从来没有, 来, 照顾他的子民呢?
If this was God's house,
因为如果这是神的,
God will always be there.
神永远会在那里,
just like for us.
就像, 现在一样。
The church is the house of the Lord.
教会是神的房子。
And this is where we communicate with our Lord.
那我们也在这里, 我们可以跟神有沟通。
And this is where we come to worship him.
我们来这里来, 敬拜他。
So if you and I come to church, we don't experience God at all.
如果我们来教会, 我们完全没有经历神。
This means we must reflect upon ourselves.
那我们必须要自己来反省。
Because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为神昨日, 今日, 明日, 都是一样的。
But if we cannot experience him,
但如果我们没有办法经历他,
this means we must increase in our faith.
必须, 表示我们必须要能够设法,
we must read the Bible more.
我们要能够读经,
we must pray more.
那我们也要, 有更多的祷告,
because our God is always the same.
因为我们的神是一样不变的。
But we are the one that draw ourselves away from him.
那我们是我们自己, 来远离神。
So during this time, why did Naomi heard the voice and the heard that God visited his people?
所以在经上记载着，Naomi她听见了神要眷顾自己的百姓。
Because she have hit bottom.
因为她那时候已经在她的生命的最低点。
She has no more hope during that time.
她没有任何的希望。
Her husband died.
她先生死了,
her two sons died.
她两个儿子死了。
So because of this, she has no more hope.
因为如此，她没有任何的希望。
And that's the time when she heard that God visited his people.
那在那个时候，她听到了耶和华眷顾自己的百姓。
I remember one time, this me and the other pastor, we always go to church to pray.
我记得我以前有一段时间，我和其他的传道常常到教会祷告。
And it's very early in the morning.
那是很早的早上。
And then one time when we go to pray, we heard there's another voice praying behind us.
那有一次我们在祷告的时候，我们听到从后头传来另外一个祷告的声音。
And after prayer, then we look at to see who was praying with us.
那我们祷告完了以后，我们回头看到底谁跟我们一起祷告。
That was the sister.
那是有一位姐妹。
And this sister has not come back to church for a long time.
那这是一位很久没有回到教会的姐妹。
So we're curious why she's come here to pray with us.
那我们就很好奇她为什么在这个时候来跟我们一起祷告。
Then she shared with us.
那她就这样跟我们分享。
Because she was so busy working in the world.
她因为在这世上有很多繁忙的工作。
She has never had time to come to worship God.
那她再也没有时间来敬拜神。
But one day she got to an accident.
但有一天呢，她发生了一个意外。
She was almost paralyzed.
那她差一点就瘫痪了。
And she went to many doctors.
她去看了好多的医生。
Different doctors, Eastern doctors, Western doctors, all different kind of doctors.
那她看了中医，看了西医，看了各式各样的医生。
No matter what, they cannot help her.
无论如何，没有人能够帮助她。
So because of this, she have no choice but to come back to church.
也因此，因为她没有了选择，所以她必须要回到教会来寻求神。
So during the time, she came back to church.
所以那时候她回到教会。
And that was her first prayer.
那是她的第一个祷告。
For a long, long time.
那经过了非常非常久的一段时间。
And as she continued to come to pray with us.
那后来呢，她也持续不断的回来跟我们祷告。
God moved her to come back to church.
那神感动了她，让她回来教会。
And as she come back to church.
当她回到教会以后。
Her back started to heal little by little.
那她的背，她的问题慢慢的复原。
And after several months, her back was almost completely healed already.
那到几个礼拜之后，她的背几乎是完全的痊愈了。
Until now, 6 years later, she's still in church.
那现在6年之后的今天，她还是在教会里面。
But if that sister never had an accident,
如果这个姐妹从来就是没有发生这个意外,
she never returned back to church.
她大概就不会再回到教会了。 就好像Naomi,
if her husband didn't die,
如果她的先生没有过世,
if her two sons didn't die,
如果她的两个儿子没有过世,
maybe she never returned back to the land of Bethlehem.
或许她就不会因此而回到了伯利恒。
But for you and I, we should not wait until that thing happened.
我们今天不要等到那样子的坏事情发生。
Why are we still alive?
当我们还活着的时候,
we must do our best to come to church and worship God together.
那我们需要能够尽我们所能, 能够来教会, 来, 敬拜神。
So when Naomi heard that God visited his people,
那当Naomi她听到了神眷顾自己的百姓,
and then she arose.
那她就起身。
Not only she arose, but in verse 7, then she went from the land to the land of Judah.
那不是只是起身，而在第七节这里记载，他和两个儿媳妇起身离开了所住的地方，要回到犹大地去。
So in our faith,
所以在我们的信心,
no, our faith must be very active.
我们必须要过着一个非常主动积极的信仰生活。
What happened if Naomi heard that God visited his people?
那如果拿俄米听到了耶和华神眷顾自己的百姓,
then she still lived in the land of Moab.
可是她如果继续的住在摩押地,
then hearing did not do anything for her.
但她听到并没有付诸行动。
What happened if she heard God visited his people and then she arose?
那如果她听到了这个消息, 那她起身。
But even though she's arose, but she did not go from the land of Moab.
但如果她起身, 可是她并没有离开了摩押地。
Then she can never reach her destination.
她也没有办法到达她的目的地。
No, in our faith, it's always like this.
我们的信仰也是这样子的。
Quite often we feel as Christians, all we need to do is believe in Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们身为基督徒想说，我们需要做的就是相信耶稣基督。
But if we only believe,
但如果你就只有相信
and we don't have no action in our lives,
但我们没有行动
then our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ can never ever be close.
但我们所以我们跟耶稣基督的关系就永远不会亲近
No, when I talk to young people,
当我跟一些年轻的弟兄姐妹分享
because most of them when they are single, they always focus that one day they get married and live a beautiful life, right?
那他们很多都还是未婚，他们心里都是这么想的：有一天我要结婚，有一天我要有非常美满的婚姻生活。
When you talk to younger people,
那你跟年轻的人来交谈的时候
，When you talk about marriage,
当你谈到婚姻
，The eyes open so big, right?
那他们的眼睛都睁得很大。
Why? Because in their head, they're hoping, you know, when I get married, you know, my wife and we're gonna live together a beautiful life, right?
那他们想说，有一天我结婚了，我要跟我的太太住在一起，我们的生活将会非常的美好。
Of course, that's a good thing to think about, right?
当然，这是一个非常好的事情，可以开始这么的想。
But they also have to understand and know that marriage is not an easy thing.
但必须我们也要知道，婚姻要维持的好，也不是容易的事情。
Marriage is hard work.
那要维持婚姻是很困难的。
If in a marriage you only believe that you love one another,
如果你在婚姻当中，你只相信两个人的彼此相爱
，and you never do anything for one another,
但你从来不为对方做任何事情
，and it's a guarantee that marriage cannot last.
那这是婚姻是保证不会长存。
So that's why every day in a marriage,
所以在婚姻生活的每一天
we must have action to show that we love one another.
我们必须要能够有机会来用行动来表示两个人的相爱。
If we don't have action,
但如果你没有行动
then sooner or later,
那不久之后
our relationship become lukewarm.
那这个婚姻关系就可能变成不冷不热。
Then sometimes we can be married for a long time, we come into the house, we never talk to one another.
那有的时候或许结婚的这个丈夫妻子回到家里，可是彼此没有话说。
Why? Because in that relationship, there's no more zeal, there's no more love.
因为在这样子的一个关系里头，这两个人不再有爱，不再有那样子的热情。
So in term of relationship with Lord Jesus Christ,
那这就好比我们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
It's exactly the same way.
这是一模一样的。
If we believe in Jesus Christ,
如果我们相信耶稣基督
，Every day we must walk toward Him.
我们每一天都要试着向
他走近。Every day we try to build a relationship with Him.
我们每天都要试着跟他来建立关系。
So Naomi,
那回到 Naomi,
she heard about God.
她听说了神。
Then she arose from the city of Moab.
那她从摩押地起身。
And then she went.Toward the land of Judah.
那他也出发而到达了犹大。
But during this time, she had her two daughter-in-laws with her.
在那个时候，他有两个儿媳妇。
So she encouraged her daughter-in-laws.
所以他带着他的儿媳妇。
To go back to their people, their God.
在那个时候，他告诉他的儿媳妇，回到他们自己的家去敬拜他们自己的神。
Why? Because she has nothing else to give to them.
因为她知道她没有任何其他东西可以提供给他们。
But actually, her daughter-in-law loves her very much.
但她的媳妇非常的爱她。
Look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lift up their voices and wept.
所以第九节，愿神使你们各在新夫家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。
So Naomi told her two daughters-in-law.
所以拿俄米告诉她两个媳妇。
Orpah and Ruth.
这两个的名字是。
To return back to their country.
她说请你们回到你们自己的家中吧。
But Ruth and Orpah.
但是这两个媳妇。
Both of them lift up their voices and wept.
但他们两个放声大哭。
And then look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
And then they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people."
他们说，不然我们必与你一同回到你的本国去。
Actually, her two daughters-in-law love Naomi very much.
其实这两位媳妇是对他们的婆婆拿俄米是非常的敬爱。
Because when Naomi told them to go back, you can see they, you know, with a loud voice, they say no, and also they wept and they cry.
因为拿俄米告诉他们说，你们回到你们自己的国家，跟你们的住在你们的新夫家中，但他们不愿意。
So see, they have a determination to follow Ruth, to follow Naomi.
因为他们已经下定了决心要跟随拿俄米。
Then Naomi continued to share with them, just go back to your people.
但拿俄米不断地告诉他说，你就回去吧，回到你们的国中家中。
Look at verse 14.
请看第十四节。
So once again, they lift up their voices and wept again.
那第十四节说，他们又再次的又流泪。
But look what happened to Orpah.
那这是俄尔巴，就是他的第一个媳妇。
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
那他们俄尔巴在那个时候跟婆婆亲嘴。
So after Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, what happened?
那她亲嘴完之后发生什么事？
She returned back to her people.
那她决定她要回到她的国家。
She returned back to her God.
她决定要回到她的神。
What does this mean for you and I?
这告诉我们什么呢？
No, sometimes we just like Orpah.
我们有的时候就像俄尔巴一样。
We love our Lord Jesus Christ very much.
我们非常的爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很想要跟随他。
But our determination is not strong enough.
但是我们的决心不够坚强。
Because the love of Jesus is not enough.
因为爱耶稣基督似乎是不够的。
We must make determination.
我们必须要下定决心。
A determination, no matter what, we always gonna love Jesus.
这决心就是不论如何，我们永远的都会来爱主耶稣基督。
Just like Ruth.
就好像路德一样。
See, Orpah kissed her mother-in-law.
在这里，俄尔巴他向婆婆亲嘴告别。
It seemed kissing her mother-in-law show a lot of love.
那这个亲嘴似乎看起来是很多爱的表示。
But the Bible in verse 14 says, "But Ruth clung to her."
但十四节，路德他所做的呢，是他是舍不得。
It did not say Ruth kissed her mother-in-law.
他并没有说路德向婆婆亲嘴。
But it says clung on to her.
他这里讲的是舍不得，舍不得他。
So that's why sometimes.When we talk about love, right?
所以有的时候我们讲这个爱。
Sometimes many people can say I love you.
很多人他会跟你说我爱你。
But their love can be very shallow.
但这个爱可能是很浅的。
Just like Orpah here.
就好像俄尔巴一
样。Of course she wept.
当然她也哭泣。
She did not want to return back to her people.
她也不想回去她的国她的族。
And she even kissed Naomi.
那她也对她的婆婆亲嘴。
But then what is the end result?
但结果是什么呢？
She returned back to her people.
她回到了她的国去。
Then the sad thing is that she returned back to her gods.
那当然这个比较伤心的地方就是她回去的是她的神。
Now when you and I want to follow Jesus Christ,
如果我们今天想要跟随耶稣基督，
we must make a great determination.
我们必须要能够下定决心。
No matter what happened,
不论发生什么事，
we must cling on to our faith.
我们必须要紧紧抓着我们的信心。
No, sometimes when we hear brothers and sisters leave the church, have left the church.
我们有的时候听到弟兄姐妹离开教会。
And some of the reason why they left the church is so sad.
那我们有时候听到这些人离开教会，我们非常的他们离开的时候非常的伤心。
For example, one time I heard about a sister.
有一次我听到有一位姐妹。
She was one of the council members.
那她是一个职务会的一个成员。
And during this time, they had a district council meeting.
在那时候，他们有一个区域性的一个职务会。
So, you know, and one of the elders, he was there also.
那有一位长老也在场。
So, during the meeting, the elders, you know, he saw a cookie on the table, a pack of cookies on the table.
那他看，这个长老看到在桌上有一包饼干。
And then he, you know, being nice, he just go around and pass the cookies around.
那他就是对大家很好，所以他就把饼干打开，然后大家分给大家吃。
But it just happened the cookies were not enough for everyone.
那就很刚好，这个饼干不够，没有办法给所有的人。
So when it reached to the sister,
那到这个姐妹手上，
there's no cookie left.
那饼干已经都拿完了。
And the sister got really insulted.
但姐妹就觉得非常的这个被藐视的感觉。
Because she thought this elder did on purpose.
她以为是这个长老故意的。
So because of this, she left the church.
那也因此她就离开了
教会。And she never came back to church again.
那她就不再回来了。
Why for a little cookie, right?
那为什么为了一个简单的很小的事情？
Because she felt insulted.
但她觉得她被污蔑。
Actually, this is only one of the examples.
那这是一个例子。
But for us.
但对我们来讲，
it doesn't matter what's going on with our brothers and sisters.
不论弟兄姐妹怎么样发生了什么样的事情，
we always should come to worship God.
我们总是要回到教会来敬拜神。
Because we come to church in the first place is to worship God.
因为我们来教会的首要原因是我们来敬拜神。
But of course, sometimes brothers and sisters will make us upset or make us mad, but that's normal.
有的时候弟兄姐妹或许会让我们不高兴，那是很正常的。
Just like in a family.
就好像在家庭当中。
I have four sisters and one brother.
那我有四个姐妹跟一个哥哥。
when I live with them,
那我跟他们住的时候,
oh, we always have fights, right?
那我们总是常常在争吵。
Sometimes my biggest sister fight my older brother.
那有的时候我的大姐跟我的大哥在这个争吵。
Sometimes my older sister fight with my younger sister.
那有时候我的姐姐跟我的妹妹争吵。
Every day is like this.
每天都是这样。
So I don't remember all six of us really, you know,Now, you know, show love throughout the whole year with one another. I never experienced that, right?
那我可能从来不记得一年到头有哪一天我们这六个兄弟姐妹是不吵的。
But that's normal.
但这是很正常的。
Well, in a church family, the same thing too.
那在教会里头也是一样。
Sometimes we argue, sometimes we have different opinions, but on the end, we must love one another.
那有的时候我们有不同的意见，有时候有争执，但是到最终。我们还是必要彼此的相爱。
Don't leave our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
我们必须要不断，我们不能离开我们的耶稣基督。
No, when you and I argue with one another,
有的时候我们彼此有一些争执。
It has nothing to do with the Heavenly Father.
那这个争执的事情跟我们这个天，跟我们的天父，跟我们的神一点关系都没有。
And sometimes you and I argue with one another, then we leave a Heavenly Father, which a Heavenly Father have nothing, you know.I mean, it doesn't make sense, right?
有的时候因着争吵，那有人就因此而决定远离天父，那这一点道理都没有。
That's why when we come to church.
所以我们来教会的时候。
Yes, we do our best to show love toward one another.
对，我们是必须要尽我们所能来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But we don't worship one another.
那但我们不从
彼此的崇拜。We worship God.
我们崇拜的对象
是神。Then if nothing, you know, if everything's going bad in the church, we still continue to worship God.
那就算教会里很多事情都越来越变得不太愉快，但我们还是必须要持续不断的来敬拜神。
But it takes a great determination.
但这要有很大的决心。
So Ruth, it never says she kissed her mother-in-law.
在教会上在圣经上说她路德她从来没有跟她的婆婆来亲吻道别。但他是舍不得拿俄米。
Then look at verse 16.
我们来看第十六节。
Verse 16 and 17.
十六节十七节。
This is the heart of Ruth, right?
那这是记载路德他的心。
Because he said to Naomi.
他这样告诉拿俄米。
Entreat me not to leave you.
他说不要催我回去。
Or to turn back from following after you.
他说你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
For wherever you go, I will go.
他说：“你往哪里住宿，我也到哪里住宿。”
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Your people should be my people.
他说：“你的名就是我的名。”
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, I will die.
那你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And there will I be buried.
你在哪里葬，我也会葬在哪里。
The Lord do so to me, and more also of anything but that part you and me.
他说。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿神重重的降罚于我。
This is a great determination.
这是一个很大的一个决定。
Can you imagine one day if your wife wants to leave you, right?
那我们或许会想，有一天或许我们的太太会离开我们。
And you look at her.、Right?
那你看着她。
And say, entreat me not to leave you, right?
那你告诉我不要离开我。
Or to turn back from following after you.
那你我。所以
just read verse 16 and
17. 所以就是说，就是你们你不要离开我。如果你离开我的话，这个
if we do that, right?
如果我们这样子来说
，I'm sure, you know, they would be very touched, right?
那他会非常的感动。
You know, quite often, my wife she say, you know, I'm not a romantic guy, right?
有的时候我太太会说，你不是很罗曼蒂克。
You know, and she said, if I lived in the time of Shakespeare, I can never, you know, marry a woman, right? Because I don't know how to write poems and things like that, right?
她说，如果我生长在这个莎士比亚的那个年代，我大概会没有人会欣赏我、喜欢我，因为我一点都写不出任何跟那种诗关的这种。
But sometimes I do quote the Bible when I talk to my wife, right?
但我跟我太太讲话的时候，常常我会引用经节。
And this is very beautiful, right?
这是非常的美丽的。
Really, when you look at this, you know this.Song that that Ruth has sang to Naomi is very beautiful.
那我们如果看到这段经文，就好比一个诗歌，路德来陈述给拿俄米。
Why this song is to reflect Ruth's heart?
但这些诗歌是怎么样的在拿俄米的心中出现的呢
？The same thing for us.
那这也是我们今天要来学习的。
When we worship in our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
If we were going to sing to Him,
那如果我们要来颂赞他
，What kind of a heart are we going to have? What kind of reflection? What kind of song are we going to sing to Him?
那怎么样的诗歌我们要来唱给我们的耶稣基督听呢
？You know, I remember one time, you know, when I was in TTP, a theological training program.
我在 神学院受训的时候,
actually, I felt very lonely many times.
那很多时候我觉得很孤寂,
because sometimes I don't see my wife, you know, 4 or 5 months at a time.
因为很多时候我持续的4-5个月见不到我的太太。
And I remember one time she wrote me a letter. Right?
那我记得有一次她写了一封信给我。
And my wife never writes me a letter. Right?
那我太太从来不会给我写信的。
And this letter is very short.
那这信很短。
But when I read the letter,
但我读了这个信,
I was so touched. Right?
但我非常的感动。
And I started to shed tears.
那我也流泪。
Why? Because the letter she wrote me, it reflects how she feels about our relationship.
因为这个信她写的虽然简短，可是非常的完整的描述了我们之间的关系。
Until this day, I still have the letter 8 years later, right?
那8年之后，这个信我还是在我的手上。
I don't think I have anything that old, right? To keep anything that old, because I'm not a kind of person to keep things, right?
那我想，因为我不太喜欢陈旧的东西，我没有存下任何其他的东西，就只有这个。
So that's why for you and I.
所以对我们来讲,
we must transcend this song to a spiritual song.
那我们必须要能够提升, 我们的这种到一个, 属灵的一个层次的一个颂赞,
between us and God.
那是跟在神跟我们之间的,
no, when we pray to God, right?
那我们在祷告的时候,
we must make determination.
我们也必须要下定决心,
we must say, entreat me not to leave you.
所以也要说, 让你, 让我, 只有死能够让我们分离。
Why does we need to say, entreat me not to leave you?
所以为什么要说, 不要相离呢?
Because our Lord Jesus Christ promised us.
因为我们的主耶稣基督这样子来承诺我们。
He would never leave us or forsake us.
因为他说他不会离弃我们。
But quite often, you and I, the one that leave Him.
但很多时候是我们离弃他。
That's why we must say, entreat me not to leave you.
所以我们必须要说, 不要离弃，我们不会离弃他。
Not only that.
那不只是如此。
Or to turn back from fallen after you.
那 我们要必须要能够紧紧的跟随他。
Actually, not leaving our Lord Jesus Christ is not enough.
其实不离弃不够的。
But we must follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们还要紧紧的跟随。
And quite often to follow takes a lot of effort.
其实跟随需要花很多的力气的。
But this is our relationship.
那这也就是要维持关系的一个方法。
Where should we follow our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们必须要紧紧的跟随。
It says here, for wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
因为这里说, 不论你往哪里去，我也会跟你去；不论你在哪居住，我也会往哪里去。
No, our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
那我们的耶稣基督，他是在天上。
And He said to you and I.
那他这样告诉我们。
Where I am, I also want you to be.
不论我在哪里，我也要你们跟我在一起。
And it said, My Father's house is many mansions.
那他说, 我天父的房子是有很多。
And He goes there to prepare a place for you and I.
他会在天上准备一个，为你我准备一个地方。
So that's why in this world.
所以在这世上,
our hope is not in this world.
我们的希望是不是在这个世上。
But our hope is in the world to come.
但我们的盼望是在天上。
That's where our Lord Jesus Christ is.
那是我们耶稣基督所在的地方。
For wherever He go, we will go.
因为他去哪, 我们就去哪。
And wherever He lodge, we will lodge.
因为他在哪, 居住, 我们也在哪里居住。
And it says here, your people should be my people.
他说你的国就是我的国。
And then your God, my God.
他说你的神就是我的神。
There's only two things in life that's worth living for.
在世上就只有两件事情是值得我们要, 能够不断地来, 紧紧地,
That is to love others as ourselves.
第一个就是要爱人如己。
And to love God with our totality.
那另外就是要完全的来爱神。
So that's why I say your people should be my people.
所以这里说你的国就是我的国。
No, remember, right?
那我们要记得。
Every one of us sitting here.
我们今天坐在这里。
After we are baptized.
我们受洗之后,
we become God's people.
我们就成为神的子民。
Why? Because God has bought us with His blood.
因为神用他的血来, 买我们。
So, but sometimes,
所以有的时候,
we treat one another just like these people do not belong to God and belong to the same family.
好像我们彼此之间的对待似乎就好像其他的弟兄姐妹都不是属于神的一样。
Say, your people should be my people.
但他这样子来告诉我们, 你的名就是我的名,
或你的国就是我的国。 And my God, your God.
那你的神就是我的神。
No, quite often we talk about love, right?
很多时候我们讲到爱。
Love doesn't mean you have to give someone a lot of money.
爱不代表你要给, 一个人很多的钱财。
Because actually, anyone can give somebody money.
其实每个人都可以给其他人钱。
But quite often love come in a very small packages.
但很多时候爱是不是需要很多物质上的东西的。
I remember when I was in Northern California.
我记得我在北加州的时候。
And I used to visit this brother.
那我曾经去探访有一个弟兄。
And this brother is confined to a wheelchair, confined to his bed.
那这位弟兄他的行走不方便，所以他常常就是在床上或者是在轮椅上。
Because after he had his stroke.
那他有了中风。
And then he cannot walk or talk and stuff anymore.
那他没有办法行走，也不能讲话。
So every time I go visit him.
所以每次我去探访他。
I really have nothing to say to comfort him.
我真的不知道要怎么样用言语来安抚他。
So one time I brought a sister to go and visit him.
那有一次我带着一位姐妹跟我一起去探访。
I see this sister, her life is also very pitiful.
那这位姐妹在她的生活也是经历了非常多的沧桑。
She has severe diabetes.
那她有很严重的糖尿病。
And she's very overweight.
那她也非常的肥胖。
She's on many different kind of, you know, medication.
那她在用各式各样的药。
Then she hardly can walk.
那他也不能行走。
So every time I visit this brother,
所以每次我来探访这位弟兄。
I would put him on a wheelchair and then I roll him to the park.
那我会帮助他上了这个轮椅，然后我们推着他到公园去散步。
Because if we don't take him out, he always just stay in his room.
因为如果我们不带他出去，他就永远待在他的房间。
And every time I go to his room, it's very sad. Right?
那每次我到了他的病房，我觉得他的房间我觉得蛮难过的。
His room usually very cold and dreary and dark.
那他的房间都是很冷，那非常的就是很黑暗，看起来很不舒服。
So we went to the park.
所以我们到了公园。
And on our way back.
在回头的时候。
And I realized his sister has a bunch of flowers.
那我注意到了这个姐妹，她手上拿了一小束花。
I was so surprised.
那我非常的惊讶。
Because for the sister to get these flowers,
因为这位姐妹如果要摘花，
it was very difficult.
是非常困难的。
Why? Because she walked with a cane.
因为她行走需要靠拐杖。
And when she walks, she always needs to have one hand free.
那她走的时候，她有一手是空下来的。
If she falls, that's it. She's not going to be able to get up.
那她如果跌倒，她没有办法爬起来。
So for her to get the flowers right from that park.
所以要让她从公园能够采花。
It was very difficult.
是非常困难的。
When she leaning over,
那她身体往前倾。
This means she have a very high chance that she can fall and hurt herself.
那如果她往前倾，是很有可能她自己会这样跌下去。
And then to walk back from the park to the house with the flowers one hand and cane in one hand, that also risking her life.
那让她从公园走回。然后只有一个手拿着拐杖，那另外一手拿着花，这样子的行走方式其实是可能对她的生命造成危险。
But the sister didn't care.
但这姐妹并没有顾到
这么多。Why? Because she want to bring this flower for this brother.
因为她想要把这个花带给这位弟兄。
So we went back to his room.
那我们回到了他的房间。
And she, you know, got a vase and put the flower inside the room.
那我们就找了一个花瓶，把这个花放在他的房
间。Even though that room was dark and cold and dreary.
那当然这个房间还是一样的很冷，非常的简陋，而且非常的黑暗。
The minute she put this flower inside,
那当这个花摆进了她的房间，
the room became so bright.
那这房间马上就展现出了另外一个光彩。
The room light up with her love, right?
那因为这个房间有了她的爱。
So when the brother saw this,
当这个弟兄看到了，
it's the first time in a long time he smiled.
那这是在好久以来他第一次有了一个微笑。
Then he tried to say thank you.
那他也试着要讲谢谢。
So actually, we know for him even to smile, to try to say thank you, actually is almost impossible.
那我们也知道对他来讲要微笑，那要甚至要说谢谢是不可能的。
But this brother was so touched.
但这个弟兄非常的感动。
Why? Because this brother, all his family members are not church members.
因为这个弟兄他所有的家庭的成员都不是教会的弟兄姐妹。
Even though he has two children live only about 20 minutes, 30 minutes away.
那虽然他有两个子女住在大概二三十分钟远的地方。
They never visit him.
他们从来不来看他。
Only one in a great moon they come to visit him.
那可能一久久来看一下。
But when they come to visit him, they're always in a hurry to go.
但他们就算来看也是赶着要走。
But this sister.
但这个姐妹呢？
Bring flowers for him.
她带了花给他。
And risk her own life to bring this flower for him.
那这个花是 他是冒着生命危险来拆给他的。所以他非常的感动。
Then several weeks after the brother passed away.
那几个礼拜以后，这位弟兄过世了。
But one thing for sure, he knew that the church member who loved him very much.
但我们所知道，一件事情是确定的，就是他知道弟兄姐妹
对
他的爱。
When we say your people should be my people.
所以我们说，你的民，你的国就是我的国。
Let's live a life to prove that.
我们必须要用我们的生命来
证明。We don't call each other brother and sister for nothing.
我们不能只是口上。口中称呼弟兄姐妹，但没有实质。
We are family.
我们实际上是家
庭。And the blood of Jesus Christ, the one that binds us to be family.
那我们是借着耶稣基督的血，把我们全部能够围在一起，成为一个家庭。
And he said, "And your God, my God."
他说，你的神就是我的神。
You know, for me.
那对我来讲
，the most important things I want to give my family is that my God can be their God.
那对我来讲，对我的家庭。我想要做的最重要的事情就是，我希望我的神能成为他们的神。
That's the only thing I can focus on.
那这也是我唯一能够专注的事情。
Because I know.
因为我知道。
If my family members die without baptism.
如果我的家庭成员死了，可是并没有受洗。
I will no longer, you know, see them again.
我知道我以后就不会再看到他们。
Why? Because the Bible tells us very clearly.
因为圣经上很清楚地告诉我们。
We must be born again of water and spirit.
我们必须要借着水和圣灵重生。
So if any of my family not born again of water and spirit.
那如果我的任何一个家庭成员没有因为这样子来重生。
When they die, I cannot see them again.
他们死的时候，我就不能再见到他们。
So that's why for us.
所以我们今
天。If you have family members who are not baptized yet.
如果我们家里有成员还没有受洗。
We must pray for them.
我们必须要为他们祷告。
We must show love toward them.
我们必须要向他们表示很多
爱。So that one day our God also become their God.
所以有一天，我们的神也会成为他们的神。
There's a testimony about this, this sister.
有一个关于一位姐妹的一个见证。
Actually, this sister, before she came to know Jesus Christ.
那在她信耶稣之前。
And she had, you know,chronic, she had cancer.
那她有癌症。
And because of this cancer, and then she, you know, the doctor could not cure her.
那也因此这个癌症，这个是医生没有办法让她痊愈的。
So she came to find Christianity.
所以她也这样就开始寻求基督教。
And when she came to know Jesus Christ,
那她认识了耶稣基督以后
，she was so joyful.
那她非常的喜乐。
Even though she knows she was dying,
虽然她知道她即将死亡
，but she was so joyful.
但她非常的喜乐。
But the thing that she wanted most is for her husband also come to believe.
但她最想要的呢，就是让她的先生也可以来信耶稣。
So, but she tried to preach him many times.
所以她常常的要找机会来
向他相信。But he still did not want to come to believe.
但她的先生还是不愿意来相信。
So one day that sister was in the hospital.
那有一天，这个姐妹她到了医院。
And of course, the husband knows that his wife is dying.
那当然，这个先生知道他的太太即将去世。
So he went to visit her.
所以这先生到了医院来看她。
And when he looked at her,
那他看着她。
And he started to cry.
他就这先生就开始哭。
Why? Because he loved his wife very much.
因为他对他的太太是非常
非常的爱。Then he started to cry.
那他就开始大哭。
And his wife tell him, "Do not cry."
所以这个太太告诉他说，你不要哭。
Then when she told him, "Do not cry," he cried even more.
但这个先生听到太太叫他不要哭，他哭得更多了，更大声了。
She said, "Do not cry."
所以他这个太太又说，你不要哭。
And she said, "Just be there."
这个太太就说，你就在那就好了。
Say, "Be there in a place there's no more sorrow, there's no more death."
他说，你要在那个没有痛哭、没有哀哭的地方。
Be there in a place there's no more pain.
你要在那个再也没有痛苦的地方。
Be there in the heavenly kingdom.
你要在那里，那里就是天国。
You know, when her husband heard this.
那这个先生听到了以后
，He cried even more.
那他哭得又更大声了。
Because all this time his wife loved him very much.
因为在这整个过程当中，太太对他的爱是很深的。
The only thing that she wanted from him is to believe and come to be baptized.
那这太太唯一对他的要求就是去相信，那接受洗礼。
So that's why for us.
那这对我们今天来讲
，The most important thing we can give to our family.
我们最重要的。能够的东西可以给予我们的家庭的
is the salvation from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是从耶稣而来的这个拯救。
Then in verse 17,
所以在路德记第一章第十七节
Where you die, I will die.
那你在哪里死，我也会在哪里死。
And there, I will be buried.
你在哪里葬，我也会在哪里死。
This is very important to our faith.
这对我们信心来说是非常重要的。
Now, when you and I are baptized,
当你我受洗的时候
，This means we die with Christ and buried with Christ.
那我们跟耶稣基督同死，
But why?
复活。
sometimes our life is have so much suffering.
但为什么有的时候我们的生活还是如此的受到一些折磨呢？
Because we cannot make determination.
因为我们没有办法下定决心。
Sometimes we are hanging on the cross.
有的时候我们挂在十架上。
We cannot make determination. Should I die with Christ and bear with Him, or should I just go back to the world?
那我们常常拿不定主意，我们是不是应该就与基督同死？还是我们就回到我们自己本来的生活。
But if you cannot make a determination,
如果你不能够下定这样的决心，
then our faith is always be hanging on the cross.
那我们的信心就会永远的就掉在这个十字架上。
If our faith is always hanging on the cross, then our life would be always full of suffering.
那如果我们的信心永远是挂在这个十字架上不上不下的话，那我们的生活也永远的非常的受苦。
Make determination.
所以我们就必须要马上的来下定决心。
If you want to go back to the world, go back to the world.
如果你想要回到这世上，你就去吧。
If you want to be with Christ, you must die with Him and bury with Him.
如果你想要跟基督一起，你必须要与他一起同死，那一起与他同埋葬。
But of course, for you and I,
那当然对我们来讲
，we want to be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望能够与我们的耶稣基督在一
起。We want to die with Him.
我们要与他同死。
We want to bury with Him.
我们要与他同埋葬。
And only then we can truly live.Have this newness of life inside of us.
那也因此我们才能够重新有新的生活，新的生命。
Just like Ruth.
就像路德一样。
She lived in the land of Moab.
那她本来住在摩押地。
But now she followed Naomi and go to the land of Bethlehem.
那她跟随了拿俄米，她到了伯利恒。
You can see when they return back.
那我们看到他们回去的时候。
Many people are so excited.
那很多人都非常的高兴。
Of course, in verse 19, it said, "Is this Naomi?"
那回到当然十九节这里讲，那些人就来说，哎，你就是拿俄米吗？
Maybe through all the suffering, through all the trial and tribulation, Naomi looked different.
或许因为这些的受苦、这些折磨，拿俄米可能看起来不太一样了。
And that's why Naomi told them, "Verse 20, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara."
所以在二十节，拿俄米跟他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
And why? Because her life was full of bitterness.
因为她的生活当中充满了苦楚。
Look at verse 21.
我们看第二十一节。
She said, "I went out full."
他说我满满的出去。
Remember, there's a famine in the land of Bethlehem when they left.
因为在那时候，他们从伯利恒出去的时候，那个时候是丰收。
But Naomi said, "Here I went out full."
那他那时候是满满的出去。
Why? Because in Bethlehem, you never experience famine.
因为在伯利恒，你永远不会有机会经历饥荒的感觉。
Then look at verse 22.
那看二十二节。
So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her two, with who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.
所以二十二节，拿俄米和她儿媳妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回来，到的伯利恒。正是动手割大麦的时候。
It's not a coincidence.
这并不是一个巧合而已。
How can they just return back and just beginning a barley harvest?
那怎么可能他们回来的时候刚好是要割大麦的时候？
So in other words, when you and I return back to God.
所以换句话来讲，当我们决定要回转到神面前的时候，
we would never ever experience famine again.
我们就不会再经历饥荒了。
Our hearts will always be full of peace, be full of joy.
那我们的心会充满的。平安与喜乐。
May God help us.
愿神来继续带领
帮助我们。Let's all rise, sing hymn 134.
请唱诗134首。
134.
首。愿神请坐。
Now we must reflect upon ourselves.
我们必须要常常的来反省思考。
What country are we living in?
我们生活的是在哪一个国家？
Are we in the land of Bethlehem?
我们是住在伯利恒吗？
Are we living in the house of the Lord?
还是我们住在神的家中？
Are we in the land of Moab?
还是我们住在摩押地？
So for those of us who are in the land of Moab,
那些住在摩押地的人，
we must come out of her.
我们必须要能够赶快的离开。
We must return back.
我们要回归。
And for those of us heading toward the land of Bethlehem,
那些正往伯特利行走的，
we must make determination.
必须要能够下定决心。
That from today on,
从今天开始，
I must continue to follow Jesus with my whole heart.
那我必须要全心全意的来跟随耶稣基督。
Then sing this beautiful song to Him.
那可以一起来欢颂
很美妙的歌声。Entreat me not to leave you.
那来说不要离开。耶稣基督。
Or to turn back from following after you.
那否则
For wherever you go, I will go.
因为你往哪去,
and wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿,
your people should be my people. And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神.
And will you die? There I will die.
那你在哪里埋葬,
and there I will be buried.
那在那里, 你在哪里埋葬,
the Lord do so to me, nothing but death. Part you and me.
就只有死能够让你, 我与你分离。
If you can make this kind of determination,
如果我们今天能够这样子来决志,
for sure we cannot be weak in our faith.
我们就不会, 再有软弱的信心。
Because Lord Jesus Christ will be the center of our lives.
因为主耶稣基督会成为我们生活的中心。
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
我们现在要到前面来祷告。
And praise and thank God, God's love is so amazing.
那很感谢神，神的爱是如此的美好。
You can see Hillary received the Holy Spirit last night.
那我们昨天看到Hillary姐妹昨天晚上得到了圣灵。
And her mother received the Holy Spirit last week.
那她的母亲上个礼拜得到了圣灵。
This is truly God's love.
那这都是神的爱。
And the reason because of, you know, brother and sister show so much love and pray for them.
那当然弟兄姐妹, 向他们, 展现了很多的爱, 也为他们来祷告。
So please continue to pray for all the truth seekers.
请继续地为所有的慕道朋友祷告。
And when we pray this morning, let's focus praying on the gospel tea fellowship this afternoon.
那当然我们也要特别为下午的福音茶会来祷告。
Please come up and pray together. We ask the minister to lay hands on us.
那请到前面来祷告, 我们请长职, 传道来按手。